At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
U.S. imports of Chinese tea are significantly lower mid-year following a pre-peak surge earlier in 2025. According to China Customs data and the USDA's Global Agricultural Trade Database, tea shipments from China to the U.S. surged in January and February as exporters rushed to avoid rising tariffs. However, since the latest round of reciprocal duties was enforced in April, volumes have fallen sharply. As of August, Chinese tea faces duties totaling 37.5%, up from the 7.5% base rate set in the original 2018 trade war. The new tariffs include a 10% universal import tax imposed in February and an additional 20% penalty under the so-called reciprocal tariff regime introduced in April. U.S. President Donald Trump is also eliminating the de minimis shipment exemption effective August 29th. The duty-free $800 exemption per person per day was popular with specialty tea suppliers exporting to the U.S. Several brokers and importers, including First Tea USA, confirmed that many spring shipments were rerouted or delayed due to higher costs and risks. According to the China Tea Marketing Association, the volume of green and jasmine teas exported to the U.S. declined nearly 35% year-over-year through June, while black tea exports remained relatively stable, partly due to higher value-added formats and some forward contracts. Overall, the market has shrunk. In response to high U.S. tariffs, Chinese tea suppliers are rerouting shipments to alternative markets. Southeast Asia, especially Malaysia, Indonesia, and Thailand, has increased its imports, benefiting from lower logistics costs and rising middle-class demand. Meanwhile, Gulf states such as the UAE and Saudi Arabia have experienced a noticeable boost in Chinese tea imports, particularly jasmine and scented teas. Exports to Russia and Central Asia have also expanded, partly supported by land-based belt and road logistics. Several Chinese exporters are strengthening their positions in Australia, South Africa, and Western Europe, where tariffs are lower and bilateral trade remains steady. Trade press reports and customs brokers say many U.S. importers scrambled in quarter one to front-load container orders before tariffs hit their peak. Now, with landed costs significantly higher, small and mid-sized buyers are reducing orders or seeking alternative sources, especially Vietnam, Taiwan, and Japan. Some U.S. brands are also exploring nearshoring options through Canada or Mexico, taking advantage of duty-free treatment under USMCA rules where possible. First Tee noted that, quote, "Uncertainty around tariff escalation has made long-term planning extremely difficult," end quote, echoing concerns from others in the sector that the once stable U.S.-China tea trade is becoming fragmented and price volatile. Business Insight. After spiking mid-year amid tariff uncertainties and supply-demand imbalances, container rates on the Trans-Pacific routes have moderated. As of August 14, 2025, rates have declined 2% to $2,350 per 40-foot container from Shanghai to Los Angeles, based on Drewry's World Container Index data. The spot rate is $2,494 per FEU. TBiz, Assam-based correspondent Rupa Goswami filed this report on the hidden cost of fertilization, how phosphorus is diminishing theanine in tea. A peer-reviewed study from Gizhou University published in Horticultural Research reveals that excessive phosphorus fertilization, standard in many tea-growing regions, directly suppresses theanine biosynthesis in Camellia sinensis, thereby reducing one of tea's most valuable quality and wellness compounds. Theanine is central to the tea industry's premium positioning, prized for its umami flavor and cognitive benefits. The study identifies a phosphate-activated molecular module that acts as a biochemical brake on theanine production. In simple terms, more phosphate in the soil equals less theanine in the cup. Overfertilization may be unintentionally lowering product quality, especially in green teas marketed for their high theanine content. London-based Jing Tea and Scotland's 200-year-old The Macallum brand Scotch announced two new tea-inspired additions to the company's Harmony collection. The single malts are flavored with a smoked cherrywood lapsang and a phoenix honey orchid tea from Jing's rare tea selections. Melanie Trickleback, CEO of Jing Tea, commented, quote, "At Jing, we're inspired by the unique terroir and craftsmanship behind every tea origin. It's a pleasure to collaborate with such an incredible brand and to see the Macallum draw inspiration from our distinctive quality and craft of tea produced by partners who inspire our mission to change the perception of what tea can be. The collaboration with the Macallum is a true meeting of minds and traditions," end quote. Ami Farah, Macallum creative director, writes that, quote, "Working with Jing has allowed us to explore new dimensions of flavor and storytelling, creating two whiskies that are both innovative and deeply connected to the land," end quote. Farah said the whiskey for this release was primarily matured in sherry-seasoned American oak cask, along with some sherry-seasoned European oak and a small proportion of American oak bourbon barrels, which is unusual but not unheard of for the sherry cask-focused distillery. Official tasting notes list peach, apricot, floral honey, tropical fruits, toffee, and sweet oak on the palate, and it was bottled at 43.9% ABV. Jing describes its Lapsang Shushong as a reinvention of Lapsang from the Wuyi Mountains. It is an organic Chinese black tea smoked over cherry wood in the UK. Quote, "We've combined the natural smoky notes and richness of Yunnan black tea with sweetly aromatic smoke from cherry wood to create an exquisitely smoked Lapsang experience," end quote. The Phoenix Oolong, often referred to as Dan Kong, was a favorite of the emperor. Our Phoenix Honey Orchid is also named for its authentic fruity and floral flavor, which comes with a pleasing roasted richness and a touch of astringency. The suggested retail price in the U.S. is $200 for 750 milliliters.
Produced by Audavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.